and welcome to Plotty Time, the podcast where we three gamers discuss video game stories in detail with all the necessary knowledge. On one side of the table, we have Chomp Slap.
If a house has a back porch, you search it. If the next house has no porch, skip it. If the following house has a porch, you skip that. It's every other porch. Read your manuals.
At the other table's Dr. Scientist.
Don't be a hero. It's not covered by the health plan.
My name is Papa Scotch, and as I always say, that's impersonal from my vet. I don't care. Anyone could watch me shit. A child could watch me shit. I wouldn't give a fuck. Welcome to Plotty Time.
That's a big fucking pile of garbage.
I'm the farting demon in this relationship.
I'd be an awesome rich person.
You're both just an embarrassment.
God, I'm awesome.
We're talking Tom Hanks and his vehicle.
Yeah, I had my finger in my mouth waiting for you to finish.
You gotta get four balls or something.
Like dick piercing?
No, you know damn well fucking that demon is
still sexy.
How could that be close and not be right?
Yeah, I'll just kill some random dude.
If you want cheese, you get a milk.
You're waiting for me.
No, I can hang on it. It sucked. Boners.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to a brand new episode of Plotty Time. Sponsored this time by the brand new Sony Pulse earbuds I just picked up.
Oh, shit. You try them out yet?
I did. Not a whole lot, but they're pretty neat.
What are you going to use them for?
Usually when audio. Audio. But usually when I'm playing a game, it's in the living room on the second TV with no sound, or I have like the headphone connected to the controller into my ear for sound. Now it's just an earbud I pick up and put in my ear and bam, I'm in.
Nice.
Pretty sweet.
It does every job I need it to do.
All right.
Well, then, solid purchase.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
up top, high five.
Yeah, I'm glad they're sponsoring the episode.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Anyway, Dr. Scientist, what have you been playing, watching, doing? What's going on with you?
Well, what am I watching, you asked?
I did. In there.
I saw After Midnight.
Oh, is it the first time? Or?
Yeah. I don't think I talked about it before. And Chump Slap said you and him talked about it already.
Yeah, a while ago.
Yeah. Several times, I think. Different times.
Yeah, right. It's been brought up.
I think I brought it up twice.
Yeah,
anyway.
I think you just said you'd watched it again.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
It's definitely weird.
Good movie.
The ending is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. The ending's fantastic. And I feel like they earned it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good movie. What else did I watch? I started watching a show on Netflix called Girl in the Mirror.
That sounds very familiar. Which one is that?
It's about this like school goes, this class goes on a trip and then the bus ends up like rolling down the side of a mountain, killing everybody. Well, not everybody, but most of the kids.
Oh, snap.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Yeah.
And we're starting. All right.
That's a good start.
The girl the one girl wakes up and she has amnesia and she's trying to figure out what happened. And then like the bus driver is in a coma and they blame the bus driver for all this stuff. And other people are like, no, it wasn't the bus driver's fault. And then then it all becomes like, it starts to get a little supernatural about halfway through it. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Sounds like that video game we did.
Where a bus rolled down a hill?
No, where the bus
the van
couldn't
at the
go
school
over the garage.
And
they couldn't go over the bridge or something.
I don't remember that at all.
Oh, we just had this exact conversation, I swear.
I know. How many times have we had
it? Was one where the high school kids, like they're with their group on a field trip and then weird stuff starts happening, the van.
Yeah, yeah.
One kid's like chasing you through the house and you have to like duck and hide around.
Right.
Yeah, it's not like really like that.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm glad I took so much time to. I got to find out which one that is.
Yeah, whatever. What did I play? Well, I started this game called Guardians of the Galaxy.
I played that.
Yeah.
Combat's not great. I don't particularly like it.
I found myself like finding a couple moves that worked and just spam them over.
Oh, that's
and over
what
and
I do.
Again.
Yeah.
What's it like? Is it like Spider-Man kind of?
No.
Third person adventure?
Yeah.
You're platforming, you got rocket boots, you're shooting lasers, getting in gunfights.
I have it on the easiest difficulty for combat, and the combat is super annoying. I can't even imagine if the enemies took more damage, how annoying it would be.
Hmm.
I remember not loving the combat, but the story was fine.
Yeah, the story's okay so far. Back to the combat. I really hate the mechanic for like, what's it fucking called? Huddle up.
Oh, yeah.
I accidentally do it all the time. I try not to do it at all. But he like stops in the middle of combat and then all the guys come in and you like have a pep talk.
That's annoying. Yeah. I change that.
Literally like time stops and you're in a huddle, like a football game.
Yeah.
And it's really cool the first time they do it and you're like, oh, we're doing this every time. Yeah.
I try not to do it, but I accidentally hit L1 and R1 at the same time, trying to do two moves at the same time.
Oh, yeah. That's annoying.
Yeah, because I think L1 opens up the screen to make your allies do stuff. And R1 is you shooting. So sometimes I'll hit them both at the same time and then I'll huddle up.
Yeah. Wow. I'd change that.
Sometime. I wish I could.
Oh, the game is Dread Out. Ooh, that was close.
Oh, thanks. No, it was Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, yeah.
But that's all I did this week, Papa Scotch. Why don't you throw some stuff at me that isn't about earbuds?
Sure. I watch stuff.
Oh.
No.
Have you guys seen the horror movie Influencer?
No.
No.
It was pretty good. It was about a woman who's, you know, an influencer, and she goes into this town, and she's, like, doing this. I guess her fiancé didn't come with her, like, couldn't, or maybe the relationship was breaking up, you know what I mean?
Right.
So she was like, fuck it, I'm going by myself. So she goes on this lavish vacation, and in one of the things, she befriends, like, one of the local people, and they start hanging out, and then the local person kind of tries to, like, take her identity. It's pretty neat.
Mm.
Okay. Kind of like a thriller more than a horror movie.
I think I've seen a dozen movies like that.
It's similar, but I think this one takes place in Indonesia or Thailand.
Oh, that's different.
It's very pretty. It's a very pretty movie.
Influencer, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Would you recommend it?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
I would if you want like a taut, sexy thriller.
I always want taut, sexy.
If you want gore, this isn't the one for you. If you want some tension, check it out.
All right.
Would you rewatched The Cleansing Hour? I don't know if you guys remember that one.
Sure.
No.
It's the one where they have a YouTube show where they do exorcisms, and then one turns out to be a real demon exorcism.
Very yes. good. I really like that one.
I thought it was a lot of fun. I really did. Perfect? No, but it was fun.
No, it's a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched a movie I had never seen before. I heard was good. It was, I don't know, it was kind of cheesy and silly, but I watched Nerve.
Oh, really? With
Emma Roberts and Dave Franco.
Right. Mm. Isn't that like some type of reality game or something?
It's a dark web game show.
Yeah, yeah. I did not like that movie.
Yeah, no, I've seen it, but I don't remember it.
It was very YA, you know what I mean?
Yes,
like these big circumstances when they mattered, but most of the time these people doing these stunts was like super dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
But it was never taken very seriously. I don't know. I just don't think it was for me. It was fine. Whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Then we checked out Lisa Frankenstein, the new one that came out a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was, I don't know, I'm not sure if I loved it. I liked it. It was fine. It was basically about it very much felt like a spiritual successor to like Heathers. Like it had that kind of vibe.
Okay. Yeah.
Where this person's kind of like in their own like bubbly world and they start doing horrible things and then all of a sudden the police get involved. It's like, oh, this is very serious all of a sudden.
Mm.
It was good, I guess. Yeah, check it out. And then this was what's that guy's name? Chump Slap. This was a Chump Slap recommendation.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Let's see how much he liked it.
We watched Rent-A-Pal.
I don't even remember that one.
Oh, it's the one with Will Wheaton. Was it Will Wheaton or was it?
Yeah.
Will Wheaton on the VHS.
Oh, yeah. What'd you think?
It was fucked up. That was weird. I mean, it wasn't bad, but it was weird. Yeah. It's very slappy.
Exactly.
It's very slappy.
Exactly.
Yeah, we got to bring back slap culture.
I know, right?
Did it ever leave?
I barely see any new slappers anymore, man.
That's because you stopped having to watch them.
No, it's because I watched all the fucking weird shit.
And since you stopped recommending slappers, there's been like two or three other weird movies.
Yeah, that's it.
Ridiculous. Weird movies don't drop as often, you know what I mean?
Oh, I hear you.
Then what I play? I played a couple games of Cold War Zombies. Just because I was bored.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
It was fine. I haven't unlocked the Dark Aether camos yet in anything, so I'm kind of working towards that. If I'm probably never going to reach it. I'm just killing time. And then...
till the next zombies.
I was very tempted. I had a moment of weakness where I almost bought Call of Duty, but I didn't.
Yeah, at this point, you might as well wait, four more months?
Yeah.
Did you play Chell?
No, didn't play any Chell.
Oh. I'm proud of you, man.
No Chell at all. It's been like 3 weeks now. And that, but you know, I did play something. I played a VR game, which was extremely relaxing, and I think could help me ease back into this VR playing thing.
Leisure Suit Larry VR.
I wish. No, they don't have that. They probably don't have that. Maybe they have that.
No.
The game I played was called Puzzling Places. It's just you can either do it standing, you can do it sitting. I like doing it sitting and like back, like just chilling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a 3D puzzle. I mean, you guys are familiar with the concept of 3D puzzles, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With the pieces and they connect together. It's just that in VR. That's all it is. You just put together a box car
Nice.
And a haunted house.
Sick.
It's very relaxing because you can like grab the model and like twist it around and look at all the angles.
Yeah.
Try to figure out where the fuck the pieces go. It was fun.
It's like Legos without the mess.
Pretty much. And you could do it from like 25 pieces all the way up to 1,000.
Oh, sick.
So it was very involved, but it was fun. It was very relaxing. So maybe like living in that space for a little bit, doing a couple of those, you know, get used to being in VR again.
Yeah.
Can't so the other just stuff doesn't in. Make me so nauseous. But yeah, that's all I did and watched. How about you there, Sir Chompslap? What are you playing, watching, doing? What's going on with you?
Just playing a little more Fortnite. Oh, you didn't see that coming, did you?
I kind of did because you did talk about it. You said last week. Yeah.
I only played a couple.
You really surprised us last week. I'll be honest there.
I know. I didn't really play anything else, but I played a couple matches with some friends.
What?
One friend.
Oh, okay.
All right. Then he had to bitch out because his mouse wasn't working. Or so he says.
Oh. Yeah, the lag got him, I guess.
Just kept losing. It must be the lag. Can't be me. Statistically, at this point, it can't be me.
No. It's definitely not. I don't know. It's still fun. Still a good time. New season, new everything, whatever the hell's going on.
Is that the one with Thor and Poseidon and stuff?
I don't know.
I saw a commercial for Fortnite and I had them.
Well, that was a while ago.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Who the fuck knows?
I don't know why the commercial was on there. I don't remember what it was on.
Are Fortnite seasons just like a year or what's the time? What's the length of a season?
That's a good question. I think a year for a season and then there's like chapters within the season.
Just so they can do more like drops of...
Yeah, so you can have more fucking, you know, whatever. Grind this for new skins and shit, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's grindy. If you can always buy the new season with points you earned from the old season, that was always cool.
Oh, so if you put in the time.
Yeah, if you get all the points,
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it should be. Instead of like, you put in the time, you get all the points, and you still have to put more money in, that'd be fucked up.
Yeah, I agree.
But there are some games like that. Anyway, that's all I really played. And watched a couple things.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Did you guys see American Fiction?
No, I have not yet.
No.
But I do know what you're talking about.
It's pretty good.
What's it? It's
about a guy who, he's an author, and he sees like these other authors that just write like black voice, weird street talk. And they just like fake who they are to sell books, and he decides to do that, and then whole thing. But yeah, it's good. It's got too much heart, though. I'll tell you that.
Okay. Not enough fart.
No, definitely not. But I mean, it was still a good movie. I mean, I can't hate on movies just because they have heart, but it's pretty long. So fearing for like a 2 hour plus movie, good for you. But yeah, check it out. It's a good one.
Okay. American Fiction.
American Fiction. Yeah. Yeah.
Nominated for an Oscar, I think.
Yeah.
It was up there.
It was nominated for something. I don't know where I heard of it, but yeah, I've heard of it before. So figured I'd check it out. Then I watched this movie called Wrong. I don't know if I talked about this one before, but guy gets his dog kidnapped.
John Wick?
Uh-oh.
No. He gets kidnapped by William Fichtner.
Okay.
He kidnaps this guy's dog to try to make him appreciate it more. Like, this is what he does. He goes around kidnapping people's dogs and then returns them like a week later. And then all of a sudden these people love their dogs more. But he loses the dog. It's just weird. It's by fucking Quentin Dupieux, you know, the guy who did Rubber and Wrong Cops and all that shit.
That's your boy.
Yeah, it is. I do like his movies. They're very surreal and just fucking weird. So
slap you all the way.
Yeah, if you're looking for a slapper, check out Wrong.
Slapper after slapper, William Depardieu makes.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, I think all of his movies are definitely slappers. They're all surreal, weird French shit. I don't know. Yeah, so check it out. Good movie. And then I watched... Talk to Me Again, because I remember it was fucking awesome, and yeah, it still was.
Yeah, it's an awesome movie. It's real good.
Yeah, I mean, I was telling someone about it like 2 weeks ago, and I was like, well, I recommended it. Might as well watch it again so I could talk about it. And yeah, fucking rules. Good movie. I hope they do something else. I love Australian horror movies.
Like Wolf Creek?
Yeah, that's another good one. Other than that, I don't know.
We're all trying to think of one.
Yeah.
I know Mad Max 2?
Oh, yeah. Somewhere Beyond maybe? Thunderdome.
There you go.
Is that set in Australia?
Yeah, they all. Well, post-apocalyptic world. But that's just, I guess, what Australia looks like normally.
Yeah, it could just be filmed in Australia for, I don't know. Fucking
That's what I meant.
It's like an Australian movie. They count it as Australian. Not right, the new one, though.
Yeah. Well, that's it then. So watch Wrong or Talk to Me. But you can, or American fucking Fiction. Yeah, they're all good.
All right. Well, that's all you got then for us. Let's go ahead and move into the Plenty Time Vibe Check.
Ooh, I'm a little tingly, or is that just the vibe?
Probably the vibe.
Wait, I hear a ghost. Nope, that's a vibe.
Oh, I got a pain going up my left arm.
Nope, no, that's just a vibe. All right.
All right, guys, we're starting off with the new Fallout trailer. Have you guys seen it?
Oh, there's a new?
There's a newer one?
Yeah, it just came out. Well, as of recording a couple days ago.
No, shit.
Oh, there's more Walton Goggins, guys. There's more Goggs.
That's all that I'm signed up for, man.
When does it start?
April 12th.
In like 3 weeks.
Two weeks.
Whoa. Yeah, something like that. Almost exactly 2 weeks, because today's March 28th.
Of course.
And I will say, like, from the trailer, I'm not going to spoil anything, but, well, I guess it's a trailer. You know, I could spoil shit from trailers. But
yeah,
if nothing else, they nailed the look of this show. Holy shit.
Yeah. It's all brown.
Yeah, brown and broken buildings.
It looks exactly like I'm in the world of Fallout. Like, in my brain, whatever magical, perfect version of what I think a Fallout movie should look like or TV show, it looks like this.
Yeah. All right, that's good. I was reading something by, like, the director who said, like, we're not trying to do fan service because that's kind of pointless because fans are going to hate it either way.
Yeah, they're also saying this story has nothing to do with any of the other games, and it's not supposed to take the place of a fifth game.
That's good. So it's just something that happens in the world.
Yeah, pretty much. It's just, I guess, the vaults are in California this time, which
is where the first games are.
Yeah, they've been in California. Well, the first games, were they in Los Angeles? I don't remember.
I thought they were in California.
I don't recall.
Either way, guys, check it out. Get psyched.
I'm already psyched, but yeah, we'll see.
And then there's also a rumor out now that Starfield is coming to PS5 in November or December.
Too late. Don't care.
I know, me too. I was just going to say that. I don't
even remember what Starfield is anymore.
The game that got terrible reviews.
It's the Bethesda one where you fly in a spaceship and it was Xbox exclusive. Everybody was playing it and everyone was saying how awesome it was. And then a week went by and no one talked about it.
Yep. That's exactly it.
I'm not. Eh.
No, I'll just play fucking Outer Worlds. That's more like Fallout in space to me.
It's true. It's also part of this rumor is also saying other well-established Xbox intellectual properties are coming to PS5 in 2025.
Bring Halo 3, motherfuckers.
That would be so weird.
Dude, I'd play online again.
Would you? You give another shot? You get back in there?
Fuck yeah. I'd love to play that campaign again on a PlayStation controller.
Get out of here. In other news, Rooster Teeth has been shut down by Warner Brothers Discovery.
What's Rooster Teeth?
It's
obviously a game company, but
I'm trying to think of one they made.
Yeah.
They were very famous. They've been around for 20 years. They were on YouTube before it was cool or no one really knew what they were doing on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Their big thing was the Red versus Blue Halo series.
Right. Well, I never watched that shit anyway.
Yeah.
I remember it in college because it was very early.
Yeah.
It was like 2003 or 2004. I remember the Red versus Blue came out and people were like, you gotta watch this. It's so funny. I'm like, eh.
I didn't think it was funny.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's the thing that blew them up. They've been around since the beginning and now they're getting sold and shut down, I guess.
Good for them.
Yeah, too bad.
Or bad for them. I don't know. Whatever.
It's something for them.
It is something. And then real quick, I just saw news that Steam has re-added The Saboteur. So now you can buy that. You can play that on Steam.
What did we rate that game?
We rated it pretty high, if I remember correctly.
That was a good game. It's like Grand Theft Auto and World War II.
Killing Nazis.
Yeah.
That was one of our top five of last year. We rated it a 38. Oh.
Damn.
It's a masterpiece in our standings.
Yeah, I might have to play it.
And then I just saw that news. I just figured we covered it kind of recently last June. So
yeah,
if you remember the game we did by the name, it was pretty good. You should get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And also, Rockstar finally lets GTA Online players drive the train.
Oh wow!
Can you really drive a train?
No, you go forward.
No, but there's this. Dr. Scientist, I don't even know if you know about this, but in the world on the map of Grand Theft Auto, there's a train and it just goes around the map. It goes on train tracks. It's not science, but it keeps going. You can't stop it. You can't blow it up. You can't do anything. People have parked like 90 tanks in front of it with mods, blast right through them. So it was a big deal 13 years or 10 years later that you're actually able to get on the train.
Are you like indoors or is it just like a car?
I don't know. It's you can use sneakily deliver stuff. I guess you can walk through the cars.
Interesting. Not going to get me to play it again. Sorry, Rockstar.
No.
You play it, Papa Scotch. You tell us how it is.
Man, I bet some of those online heists were probably pretty cool.
Yeah, I bet. But what are you going to do?
Nothing. Fuck them. So, last piece of news. Did you guys see that Mike Tyson's going to fight Jake Paul? That's going to be fun.
I hope Jake Paul gets murdered in the ring.
It's a stunt, so you know it's not going to.
We'll pretend he's murdered.
Either way, both of them are going to make a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's anyone who still fucking pays for that shit is.
Do you see Cactus Jack is coming back for a match?
Well, now we're talking.
You see The Rock's back?
Yeah. Well, Cactus Jack is coming back for his 60th birthday.
Awesome.
How does he not? I don't know how he still walks.
I know. He did a lot of dumb things.
He has to have like crazy CTE.
That's a bummer. But yeah, Jake Paul is probably going to get his ass kicked. But what's the upside to Jake Paul? Either you know.
You make a lot of money?
Well, yeah, I guess you make money. That's the upside.
I mean, he's not a bad boxer.
No, well, he's not. But
come
but
up
I mean,
in the ranks, like, man.
Mike Tyson's 57 years old. Like, best case scenario, you beat the shit out of a man who's nearing retirement age.
Didn't he just do that with somebody else?
I forgot who he fought last. I don't follow boxing at all or Jake Paul. Yeah. I just thought this was all over the internet because every news site I checked, it was like, Mike Tyson will be hospitalizing Jake Paul in July or something like that.
Yeah. It's all a scam for money, so I doubt there's going to actually fight that. I don't think they're going to have Mike Tyson actually try and fight him.
I'd like to see him just one punch knock him out.
They'll get another 32-second match for Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
I mean,
he could probably, I don't know.
I'm not a huge Jake Paul fan, but he's not a terrible boxer. He could probably just avoid a punch for a round or two.
Yeah. But stop boxing old people, man. Like, fucking come
on.
Well, if you wouldn't take a punch from him, I don't think it's like,
I wouldn't take a punch from Tyson either.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. Don't say, don't fight this guy. And then you're like, I'm not going to fight him either, man. There's no way I'm going to win.
I don't know. Just fucking go for the title or something. Go work your way up the ranks.
I mean, he's been professionally boxing. I'm not shitting on Jake Paul as a boxer. I'm just saying my biggest question from this is the upside is you beat up a 57-year-old man.
Well, the upside's a couple million dollars.
Well, okay. But
I'd beat up an old man for a couple million dollars right now.
I know you would. That's why I didn't ask you.
I'll trip a fucking old guy for $20.
$20. Yeah, we saw your very low threshold for violence in that. What would it take to solve world peace?
There's nothing violent about that,
isn't there?
No,
not at all. Not on my part, at least.
Yeah, I'm not the one
directly, I suppose.
Exactly.
Just the rest of all violence.
Yes, yes.
Well, why does there have to be violence if there's not peace?
Why am I the only one giving up money for this?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, you're already defending yourself.
It's pretty unfair to have me deciding the fate of lots of people.
Yeah, right.
That's all we got.
Thing the world
We're getting
do.
Out of here. We're bailing. We're bailing. So let's get to the game, guys. How about it?
What game?
We are talking about the 2002 Japanese classic Gungrave,
a grave for guns.
It was released July 18th, 2002. That was like a month after I graduated high school.
Whoa.
Number one song in the country. Any guesses, guys?
Wait, oh my God.
What was your fucking graduation song?
I think it was
Kanye West.
Time of Your Life by Green Day.
That was everybody's for fucking like 6 years.
That came out my senior year.
Right?
Because that was mine.
Our senior song was Friends in Low Places.
Oh, even worse, man.
Wow, sorry,
I didn't
dude.
Say I was proud about it. That's what it was.
Is that Toby Keith?
No, that's the man himself.
Darth
oh, God.
Brooks?
There it is. Jesus. I was trying to think of Chris Gaines. I was going to say Chris Gaines.
Chris Gaines' alter ego.
Chris Gaines' alter ego, Garth Brooks. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's not the one.
Eminem.
No, it's going to be.
Nope.
Forgot about Dre.
Old Dirty Bastard. Where's my money?
No. Let's bring in the big guns.
Oh, wait. That was a little weird. It must have been like interference from the phone.
Yeah. Well, cell phone near the
computer. Hey guys, how's it going? It's Long Island Sal again.
LIS. What's up?
Oh, wait. Yeah, I forgot to say my thing. Fuck the Rangers and the Fly. Anyone that's not the Islanders, fuck them. I drive a Ford Taurus.
I thought you got a new car.
Yeah, I did, but I got it. It was the Ford Taurus wagon.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's canon. Anyway.
Yeah. If you could just sing the song for us, Long Island Sal, that'd be great.
Yeah, of course. Here we go. This is one of my favorites. This is going to be a pleasure. Thank you.
Awesome.
I need you to get up on the dance floor. Give
get
that
low.
Man what he asking for, because I feel like busting the loose, and I feel like touching you, and ain't nobody stop the juice, so baby, tell me what's the use. It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes. I'm gonna take my clothes off.
Anybody have any guesses?
Who sings
hot.
It?
Is it called Hot in Here?
Yeah.
It is called 50 Hot Cent. It's Hot in Here. There's two R's.
Hot in Her. Yeah.
But I will accept Hot in Here. Okay. Do we remember who sang it?
Flo Rida.
Country Grandma. What's his real name?
Nelly.
It is Nelly. Thank you, Long Island Sal.
Oh, I should have known
my
that.
My pleasure. I got to go, guys. I got to go pick up a pizza. It's on the top of my car. I didn't have enough time to like take the call
Hang on.
And grab the pizza, and then kept.
Yeah, we lost him.
Oh,
that was a shame.
I wonder what pizza it was. What kind?
Stuffed crust.
Oh shit!
No, it's Long Island Sal. You know what he's getting? That getting that shitty New York pizza.
Shitty New York pizza. Speaking of shitty New York pizza, number one movie in the country on July 18th, 2002. Any guesses?
2000.
I don't think you're gonna get it. I remember the movie, and I remember seeing it. But
just the tagline.
I would never fucking think of it. The tagline is. Every father is a hero to his son. I don't think that's going to help you.
Frequency.
I'm just going to go right into the synopsis here. It's not frequency. Synopsis. Mike Sullivan is an enforcer for powerful Depression-era Midwestern mobster John Rooney. Rooney's son, Connor, is jealous of the close bond they share. And when Mike's eldest
road
son, Michael,
perdition.
Witnesses, it is Road to Perdition.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a Tom Hanks flick?
Yeah,
I should have thought that one of you would have got it if since it was a Hanks flick.
I don't think I've ever actually seen it.
I've never seen. Oh, I've seen like the beginning of it when the kid's like hiding out and his dad's doing some mobster shit. But
yeah. Oh yeah, I did see that.
Yeah.
I know I definitely saw it, but it was around 2002. Like I don't remember.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it was fine. Anyway, this day in history, July 18th, 1536, the Pope's authority is declared void in England.
Oh,
sweet! Now we got to do that here in America,
right? Tell me about it. Man, Gungrave was released for PlayStation 2, developed by Red Entertainment and published by Sega. It is a single-player, third-person arcade shooter, and I picked it.
Yep.
I'll just go ahead and get into it then, if you guys don't mind.
Yeah, fucking A, man.
All right, I had to basically look at three sources to get what the fuck was going on and who these people were. I checked the video on YouTube, I looked at the wiki, both of those kind of helped, but then I ended up reading, do you guys remember game FAQs?
Yep.
I went to a walkthrough for that.
I still go to it occasionally.
I should go there more often, but they really helped figure out who all these people were.
Dude, the fan wiki helps a lot too sometimes.
I usually go, that's usually my second choice.
Yeah.
I go there pretty often, but every time I like try to find a character, they list like all the characters. And if there's more games, there's like 700 of them. And I'm like, this isn't helping. I don't remember what their name
was. Yeah. But sometimes it's the best place for like the plot synopsis.
Yeah.
True. Anyway, this game takes place in an unknown city somewhere controlled by the Millencolin organization, as it will now be known.
Oh, wow.
After one of those like sweet arcade demo trailers that we used to get in the early 2000s, we see this like beautiful Blade Runner type cityscape. That's kind of the world we're in. Think right. Blade Runner. And way down on street level, this girl is struggling to pull this suitcase that I thought was dripping blood. It looked like it was dripping blood.
I don't know. Maybe. I just know it was snowing, right?
Maybe I made that part up.
It sounds like you're both making it up, but
it's in black and white. How do you know what is dripping?
I thought, man, I don't know. Maybe I was hallucinating.
All the blood's
it was
in red,
late
isn't it?
When I did this.
Well, the blood, it was in red.
Never mind.
I don't know.
So she collapses as she gets through this threshold, and our hero Grave shows up. He opens the door. He opens the case. And there's another guy here. His name... Yeah, he has a full name. I just wrote down Dr. T.
Dr. Tokiaki? Tokiaka.
Dr. T. So this ass, he acts as like the, I guess, the mission giver in the beginning, yeah. like, or the home base, kind of like a cue to James Bond, making him gadgets and shit.
Right, right.
But this is more of, I guess, healing people. Anyway, so Dr. T is like, hey, I thought you gave up on this whole syndicate thing. And it feels very much like a like John Wick, like the guy was out, but something's pulling him back in. Now he's diving back in situation.
Exactly, yeah.
We've seen this. We've seen this
mm-hmm,
a bunch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The reluctant person who's been as like, yeah, it's a trope. So the little girl says, you knew my mom, I guess. My mom told me to bring you these guns. She said, as long as you have these guns, you'll beat the syndicate. Everything will be great. And you're like, cool. Thanks for the confidence. You don't say anything. You don't, I don't think you talk in this game.
No.
No.
But your name's Grave. Wait. So,
yeah, you do.
Whatever. I guess, yeah, you do.
Yeah, whatever.
In flashbacks. In flashbacks, anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, in the, okay. Yeah, I don't. That's right. You do argue with Harry.
Yeah.
And I don't know why in my notes I wrote Henry, but I'm probably going to mess those two up.
Dude, I wrote it twice, too.
Yeah, I don't. Anyway, so the goal of this game is to get to the head guy, which is Harry McDowell. But first, you start with like a tutorial level where you just genocide all the street gangs. Doesn't really say why. You do to learn how to kill right again, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
And then the last boss in the slaughterhouse is a guy named Mickey. That's what Game FAQ said. Do you say Game Facts or Game FAQ?
I say Facts.
Yeah, it's easier. And then after this like warm up, Dr. T's like, okay, well, after that tutorial, the syndicate knows you're back out there. They know you're active and a lot of bodies are going to drop. Mm-hmm. And that's all he says in this section. So it's like, thank you.
Yep.
And then the young girl, oh, God, I have her name here. What is it?
Micah.
Yeah. Micah, she says, I don't know you. This doctor is weird. This is a weird place, but it's very ethereal. It's kind of like a Twin Peaks style or like an Alan Wake dream sequency
yeah.
with her.
All right. Yeah, I can see that.
She seems weird. But then you head to the second stage, which is the factory. Oh. And, you know, you run through the factory, just kicking ass all up and down the production line or conveyor belt, like factory shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, obviously.
And then the final boss is the plant manager, and you know, you just roll through this stage.
Is this the guy with like the death metal butcher apron on?
Yes.
Okay.
No, that's the slaughterhouse guy. That's Mickey. He's also cool.
Oh, all right.
The bosses were pretty neat for this. They didn't make any sense within the story or the world or the universe of the game, but it looked cool.
Yeah.
And then after the factory, you get back to Dr. T's, and she just says again, like, you knew my mother. My mother used to be involved with Big Daddy, who's one of the syndicate members. And I guess no one goes into detail of who that is right now.
Oh.
We just all learn it later.
Doesn't she say she's the daughter of Big Daddy?
Yep.
Yes. Does she? Oh, and her dad is Big Daddy. Yeah, I just can't read real good.
Oh, okay.
That's why the people are hunting him, because he's no longer involved in the syndicate. Hunting her.
Yes. They're looking out. Yeah.
And then Dr. T also talks about like the city believing in you and you're their last hope. And this drug called Seed is all over the streets. I guess that's supposed to be like a big plot point that the town is infested with this street drug called Seed. But we never
came up in the video.
Yeah, never did anything about it. It was like the main thing mentioned in all the wikis and it never came up anywhere else.
That's weird.
But anyway, Dr. T says that there's this informant in Chinatown. You send him. You give him some cash. He'll tell you where Harry McDowell is. He's in an airship. I don't know why they send you to Chinatown. So you go to Chinatown and you fight a bunch of, I guess, pimp stereotypes.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And then you fight and run away. I think it's more of like a runaway situation from a stage boss that's just a dude in a tractor coming at you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you jump down into the airship. Harry McDowell and all of the inner circle of the syndicate shows up.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. And then they're all talking all kinds of shit, you know, egos going back and forth. But the guy with the best name in possibly any game we've ever done, Bob Poundmax. There are some names in this. Bob Poundmax is the guy in the tux who's huge. And you fight, it's, you know, you know how this works. Different stages for bosses. We all are familiar with this.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, he's a dude with a machine gun, and then he turns into like a 30-foot tall version of himself that gets flown around by a helicopter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The helicopter fatty.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. And then you blow him up with heat-seeking missiles, and he dies.
Right. Awesome.
All so right. Down goes Bob Poundmax. So you go back to Dr. T's place, I guess. you never met the informant or didn't get that information.
No, you went there, but he was shot as soon as you got there.
Oh, was it? I must have missed that part, which is a shame. It was such a short video. I shouldn't have missed that. But here we go. So Dr. T says that Harry is actually hiding out in his tower, which, oh, by the way, guys, might have zombies in it. I heard there's walking undead in there.
Just keep calling them like pale drone guys.
Yeah, they don't say the Z word. They just, yeah. So he's like, I don't know, that's what I heard. And then you go to talk to Mika, and she's like, oh, hey, yeah, I remember hanging out with my dad and my mom. And there were these weird, pale-looking drone guys. She used the exact same terms that Dr. T just did. So I wrote at first, like, in my notes, Dr. T says there might be zombies. I was like, LOL, whatever. Then the girl said the exact same words, and I wrote, okay, so there's probably zombies incoming. Like, two people? Come on.
Yeah.
And then the game takes a weird turn. Oh, yeah? So out of nowhere, we find out that Grave needs, not constant, but very, very frequent blood transfusions.
Yeah. That is weird.
Keeps him alive.
Keeps him alive. Lost his keeps soul him, or something. Yeah, it has something to do with losing his soul. I didn't understand what the connection was there.
I assumed
he was
dead and they brought him back. He's like a zombie.
Yeah, the wiki said something about that, but then they never went into it in the videos I watched.
No, I had to read the game facts to get to the resurrection part, but we'll get there.
Okay.
So he needs these blood transfusions all the time. He's kind of like in a, I guess, comatose state when he gets these. I don't know how else to describe it.
Yeah.
But while he's in this state and kind of immobile and out of the fight, a bunch of bad dudes attack, and they shoot Dr. T right there.
Dead?
Yeah. They shoot him good. He's on his deathbed.
Oh, no.
These ruffians take Mika, and they head to, they fuck off. And then Dr. T's like, oh, at least I got to say goodbye to Brandon. And we're like, who the fuck is Brandon?
Yeah, right.
And then as you pursue Mika. Mm-hmm. Well, the game, all the dub was in Japanese, so I don't know how it's actually pronounced.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just keep switching. That's fine.
I know who you're talking about.
So Grave heads through the subway, fighting his way, killing a bunch of dudes. And then a train speeds away with the syndicate, and Mike is also there, running away with Mike. Oh, I probably meant Mika. That's probably what my notes said.
yeah.
And as the car's driving away, Grave jumps down into the car right behind him. So he's like right there. And he's fighting his way until we run to another one of our syndicate members by the name of Balabard Lee.
That's a good name, too.
He's holding Mika like a little doll in his hand. Like she
is this the Mantis
pounds.
Boss?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't write their names down, so I just got to make sure which one you're talking about.
Yeah, this is when the bosses start getting wild.
I don't think they had their names. I had to go like research this. But yeah, this is the one, another multi-stage boss where he's holding Mika like a rag doll, and then goes, "We'll see what happens." And he fucking chucks her out the window.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Which I laughed a lot.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I also have a note here that says, "There's a lot of tiny heads on these guys." They're all like just massive bodies with tiny heads.
Yeah, they were trying to be like big and imposing, and someone's like, "Wait, we didn't scale the heads up." Ah, it's fine.
Yeah, it would just look funny if they had big heads. You
couldn't take them seriously. So he throws Meek out the window, and then the train goes into, I thought it went into a tunnel, but it derails or goes into a structure and derails.
Yeah.
I don't know how that worked, but you're indoors with a derailed train as you wake up from the fiery wreckage and you fight a mutated Balabird, and he's like the Mantis monster, which I didn't get at all how he turned into a Mantis or what that had to do with anything.
I mean, the other guy turned into a helicopter, so I think it's pretty much
I don't know if a helicopter. I just assumed a helicopter picked him up, but
yeah, I thought he just had a helicopter hat he could put on.
Like Inspector Gadget.
Yep. That's kind of exactly what it looked like. Now that you say it.
So back at the intermission area, now Dr. T's gone, and he went on like a bunch of rambles.
Oh, yeah, he does that a lot.
He went and rambled a lot about philosophy that didn't make sense because the translation was very difficult. So he's gone now. And all we hear is Mika saying, hey, be careful when you go to the tower. It's like, okay, thank you. So Grave peels out on his badass motorcycle sidecar thing.
Yeah.
And then he gets shot at by these flying attack vehicles. He does like that Rainbow Road shit, jumping down to like other tracks.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then heads
are these the cops coming after him?
Kick some ass. I assumed it was like the syndicate's goons.
Oh, okay. For some reason I wrote cops like an idiot.
Syndicate has funds, right? They could make flying death choppers happen. And then anyway, you head underground to kick ass, and then the game cuts and you're in a dojo. The dojo is being run by a man by the name of Bear Walken.
Okay.
And then you do another three-stage boss thing. You fight him regularly. And then he's the boss that turns into what looks like two giant arms, but one is an arm with a wheel at the end that moves the whole thing around, and the other arm's for punching.
Yeah, a big robot.
Yeah, it was a big giant arm uni-wheel.
Yeah. Oh. It's very confusing, but whatever you're picturing here in your mind, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah, exactly.
And then as we keep going, there's the someone blows up the building that you're in with explosives. And during this explosion, this part gets a little confusing, but during the explosion, Grave basically like anchors and digs in his heels, and so he doesn't get thrown by the explosion. And then out of nowhere, Bunji Kugashira shows up. But it's like, I thought this was some kind of like telepathy or astral projection or something like that. Like, he's not actually physically there. What do you guys think about this part? Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could, I mean, I don't fucking know. It was weird.
It was strange. But he's like, even though you don't remember anything, you're still tough. And then you're like, thanks. And then you get blown to safety and land into the water. And you just kind of shrug that whole explosion off like nothing happened.
All right.
So you keep going. Mika at the intermission area tells you that, hey, I'm just really sick of losing. I don't want to lose anymore. And I need your help to get rid of the nightmares. And you're like, holy shit. Okay. And then you do that by arriving at a church, and you come face to face with Bunji Kigashira.
Oh no, who's that?
I like that name.
I guess he was your protege?
Yeah, I wrote protege.
Yeah, and he's like, I learned gunfighting from watching you. That's what I summarized this whole speech as. And then you fight him a bunch of ways. You kill him. And then his only response is, I'm sorry I sucked as a student by not killing you. And then he explodes into blue goop.
So cool.
It was weird. This guy was sad and weird.
Yeah, he was.
But anyway, so you head up this elevator to go to like the final boss fight in the tower, and then the game just fucking slams on the brakes. And it's like, hey, let's go ahead and take this opportunity right before the final boss fight to go back to before any of this stuff happened and tell you what the backstory of all these people are.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, like I'm at this, I'm like, at this point, does it matter? I was just gonna kill this guy.
Yeah.
I'm done. But anyway, so if we got forced with watching the backstory, you're getting forced with hearing it, people. So turns out, way back in the day, Grave, who is Brandon, that was his name before he became Grave.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon and Harry McDell were both like the number two guys for the big mob boss by the name of Big Daddy.
Right.
And then Brandon was like a little bit closer to Big Daddy. He was kind of like a son even. Mm-hmm. And then there was a section that I'm confused about, but I guess Brandon had loved this woman by the name of Maria, but when Big Daddy showed interest, Brandon was like, oh, no, it's cool. You can have her.
Yeah.
And that's the words they used, have her.
It's like it was hers. She was his to give away. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was very confused by that.
Yeah, I thought that was strange, too.
Maybe it's problematic, but I don't really know if what the original intention was. But it was weird. It was like, I think it was supposed to be something like they both liked her, but...
But Grave she was went like, to Big Daddy because
yeah.
That would have been a better life for her. Yeah.
So anyway, Brandon and Maria like remained close over the years. They were all knew each other. They all hung out. He was very much a part of the family. And Big Daddy and Maria, they wanted to make a better life for their kid. They didn't want like any of this mob shit to infiltrate this kid. So they said in a heartwarming moment, Brandon, if something happens to us, please protect her.
They say, like, protect the world for her.
Do they say protect
or something,
the world?
Something weird like
that. Oh, I just took that as she was the world or whatever.
No, maybe. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. It could have just been a shitty translation, too.
Yeah, when I was reading the plot, watching the video in the subtitles, and reading the game facts, they all had slightly different meanings and translations.
Yeah, yeah.
So, we're doing our best. And we get back to Harry, and... we're still in the flashback.
Yeah, yeah.
We get back to Harry... Way back when, and it turns out he's not really happy with being, like, behind the big boss here. He wants to run shit. So he goes to Brad and says, hey, how about the both of us, we kill the boss. Let's just do it. Let's just do it right now. Let's go kill him and co-lead. And Brandon's like, what the fuck? And punches him directly in the face.
Damn.
What?
And then Brandon's like, okay, you know, we're friends. You had a moment. I punched you in the face. Let's get back to normal. He didn't say any of this, but I saw it in his eyes.
Yeah, he's like, don't fucking talk like that about my buddy, Big Daddy.
Yeah. And then I think Harry overreacts here.
What do you think?
Let the listeners decide.
I don't know. Well, how else is he going to react? It's either, you know, kill him or...
Well, he could have been like, you know what? I was off my mind there. Sorry. You know, I deserve that. You're right. But Harry decides to instead pull out a gun and shoot him brutally, like,
right in the face.
Times. And then shoots him in the face, that blows him out of a glass elevator.
Well, yeah, he kind of had to kill him because how close he was with Big Daddy. That news would have got back to him, you know, and then yeah. Harry would have been killed. So,
yeah, I think at that point, Brandon really fucked up by not killing him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Let his heart get in the way, and then he died.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then 15 years after this, Harry was finally able to pull off his coup. So it took Harry a long time between deciding to kill the boss and then it actually happening.
I was just like, how many people did he kill trying to get someone to go with him? Yeah, I
know. It's like, half my organization keeps... What the fuck is going on? I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
He jumped out the fucking window. I don't know. With a bullet in his left eye.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It just keeps happening. We're going to go fucking bankrupt buying glass elevators. So anyway, Dr. T, in his mind, because we're leading up to present day now. Mm-hmm. And after this 15 years and Harry's in charge, Dr. T thinks that absolutely no one could stop Harry except for Brandon. So he reanimated him somehow. We never even find out how Dr. T was involved with any of this. He makes like a couple vague references to being part of Brandon's like previous life.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's all we get for backstory for Dr. T. So maybe he was his doctor fucking growing up. I don't know. I don't know why he was just like, I know the perfect thing to do. It's reanimate a 15-year-old dead corpse.
Yeah.
Well, I got this.
Yeah. That
it makes works. Sense. Apparently he just put new blood in it.
I guess. Yeah. Maybe some spells. Anyway. So Grave, back in present time, he's finally at the top of the elevator and he finds Harry McDowell standing there. And Harry McDowell's like, dude... Remember those good old days when we were just like bros?
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah. And he's like, anyways, eat shit. And then they start fighting each other. And Big Daddy has become some kind of huge monster that I guess Harry controls. So he sicked him on Grave as the boss fight.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like the second how all the bosses turn into something else. This is like Big Daddy was killed and turned into this. And then he just somehow imprisoned him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I have in my notes, he looked like Earthworm Jim and the genie from Aladdin.
I can see that.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you kill him and you're just in some kind of, I mean, you're not in reality, right? You're in some kind of other realm with large sandworms and shit that like bite that motherfucker in half.
Is this where you fight the giant head in a ribcage hallway?
Yeah, that was the other thing. I had then you fight a skinned face popping through a ribcage. That boss is referred to as Alien Head.
Okay.
He kind of reminds me of like, what move, what game do we do that? It was like that Suda 51 game.
Of course, it was a Suda 51 game.
Yeah,
where the demon had like the big head with a couple of eyes. That doesn't matter.
I know. Yeah, I know what you're talking. Yeah.
Yeah. The sequence is wild. This game is some wild shit. Mm-hmm. But either way, you kill Big Daddy. Big Daddy gets finished off by a sandworm that bites him in half, which I thought was fun.
That was cool.
And then you fight this alien head. You kick its ass. Then you get back to the top of the tower with Harry. And he's like, hey, why don't you just come with... And then you shoot him in the face.
Boom.
Yeah, doesn't Harry just like say like, yeah, well, I ain't fighting you because...
Yeah, like, I'm going to fight you.
I couldn't beat you anyway, so...
Yeah, so you just shoot him in the face. And that causes an earthquake and some bright towers of light falling from the sky and the collapse of the tower realm, I think. I was very confused about what happened at this point.
Yeah, it was weird.
But it doesn't really... I guess, like, light is busting through into the city and everything gets washed out in white. I don't know. But anyway, we cut to black, and then the next sequence we see Mika get on the motorcycle with Grave, and then they drive away. So we assume that he's taking care of Mika, and they're both okay.
Just like he promised to do.
Yeah.
Exactly. He did what he said he was going to do by being reanimated.
And destroying the entire syndicate.
Yep.
Yeah, and blowing up all kinds of buildings and people and stuff, wiping out street gangs just for training.
All right, yeah, well, that's pretty neat.
Pretty sick when you think about it.
Yeah, I thought so.
All right, so that's it. That's the game. We did it, and yeah, we're awesome. So let's go ahead and start with Dr. Scientist. How about that?
All right.
Ooh.
So, Dr. Scientist, did watching this video make you want to play Gungrave?
Mm.
Did the story work for you, or would you rather be at a rave?
Well, that's an easy question.
Neither.
And what score out of 27 stars do you think you'd be carried by the famous monster truck Diggers, Grave?
My God.
That was pretty great.
Such Thank a stretch.
You. Thank you. I should have people
applaud. Your last ones have not gotten better in years.
Grave with grave like that?
Yeah. Wow, he rhymed grave with grave.
Genius.
Oh, the people loved it. The people loved it. I
forgot that we had soundboards.
I know, right?
That was the live studio audience that's here every time.
Did it make me want to play it? Nah, not really.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm really a fan of like shoot 'em ups like this, I guess.
Yeah, this had a time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? These type of games.
I might have played it in 2002, but not right now. Yeah, the story worked for me. I mean, it wasn't terrible. There isn't much of a story either. You're kind of just a reanimated corpse protecting someone and go through. It's a one-man army game.
It's like a revenge. Like
yeah, and you kind of go through some cool bosses and stuff. I don't know. It's very anime. Mm-hmm.
Just, mm-hmm. I can see that.
But I feel like they could have done more story.
Was it a TV series before this or after this?
After.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this was one of those things where the game came first and the anime came after.
That's so weird.
Yeah. Usually it's the other way around. Like there's an anime and like, well, we got to make a game for this.
Yeah. Let's take this game that didn't do great and make a TV show.
Obviously did well enough, but the story's pretty blah. Nothing great. Nothing terrible. I'll give it. Since it's Easter weekend, I'll give it 6 stars.
No, it's not. It's a oh yeah, it is.
6 stars. Okay. Well then I guess it's your turn, Sir Chomp Slap.
Oh, shit. Bring it.
Did watching this video make you want to play Gungrave?
All right, here we go.
Sick. I'm going to use that same line.
Did the story work for you, or was there just not enough there to crave? And what score out of 27 stars do you think you'd give this game that would misbehave?
Whoa. Don't know what that means.
Yeah, that's a nonsensical statement.
Rhymed better. Rhymed a lot better.
Yeah, yeah. It was a rhyme and not the same word. So...
Big for me, all right.
Watching it, no, I didn't want to play it. I mean, I don't like third person shooters and at all.
Except Fortnite.
It's first person.
Is it?
Yeah.
Can it be both?
Well, I guess yeah, it could be both.
I didn't know it was both.
Yeah. But nah. Not my cup of tea. I'd watch the TV show before I'd play this game. Let's just say that.
I can see that.
Okay.
Story work for me? I mean, kind of. I mean, it was a story. The way they told it was fucking atrocious.
It's not nearly as bad as some of them we've had, though.
I know, but it was so, like, just the whole dump at the end and then, like, oh. And it wasn't even like, oh, it was like, oh, who cares?
As far as I know, that was how the game went. Like, they just did the whole thing at the end. They didn't intersperse, like, pieces of his backstory through the game.
As he's going up the elevator at the end, they tell the story.
Yeah, that's it. That's where they tell the entire thing. The only, like, hints we get are what Mika says, right?
Yep.
Or
Dr. T.
Yeah.
But it's not, like, enough to us for us to actually get any information.
No. They don't really tell you that much, but... I mean, as a basic story, I guess it worked for me, but... Other than that, no, it wasn't that great. The enemies didn't really stand out.
What do you mean? The helicopter fat guy?
Well, I mean, like, I guess.
No, they were pretty.
I don't know how to say it.
Unexciting.
Enemy design was cool, but like who they were or anything, it didn't matter. Like they never tell. They're all just bosses in the syndicate, I guess. You know, you don't know anything about any of them, even though you should, because.
I assume the syndicate just goes around fucking with people and making them stronger.
Yeah. Some type of fucking drug.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where the drug comes in.
Did we ever get why they were doing any of this?
Because they're a syndicate.
I don't think we did.
well, yeah. But I thought they were going after Micah because it was Big Daddy's daughter.
Yeah. So what? He just wanted her back? Like,
I don't know.
Was the syndicate part of the Millennium group?
I think that they're one in the same.
Yeah.
That's what I thought too. But then why are they stealing? You know what?
I don't know.
Think we're ever going to know until we go to the sequel.
Harry killed Big Daddy. I think he was just trying to.
Yeah, he was just trying to take over, though.
Yeah, and then, eliminate all. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like kill a king, become a king type shit. But yeah, I don't know. And as you see, we don't have answers to a lot of these questions. So story didn't work that well.
Oh, it's in the sequel. More graver.
Yeah. How many stars would you give it, scientist?
I don't remember.
I know, me neither.
I don't want to tell you because then you're just going to influence your choice.
No, I'm going to give it 4.
Okay, 4 it is.
Because it wasn't that good. Story was eh, and the telling was bleh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. I know exactly what you mean.
All right. Now, you want to answer some questions there, Scotchy?
Oh, my God, I'd love to.
All right. Did watching this video make you want to jump into a gun grave?
Nice.
Did the story work for you, or was it pretty much a gun grave?
Nice.
Now we're talking.
Out of 27 stars, how many would you need to fill this gun grave?
I like it because it was making fun of Papa Scotch the whole time.
Okay. Thank you for that contribution.
No problem.
Did watching this video make me want to play it? Not really. I mean, no. I'll just say no. I'll talk about it more and did the video work for me, which it did not really because it's just a revenge story, which is a great catalyst to just have a game where you go around just blasting people away. Like, it's enough for a game, but it's enough for a game that really doesn't care about the story and counts itself as, like, the story's a secondary thing no one really cares about. It's just kind of connecting these levels together.
I don't think it was revenge.
Yeah, I think he was just protecting
unless Dr. T did it for revenge.
I mean, he may have, but I mean, you did happen to kill every single person that wronged you.
I mean, it is a video game.
Well, you were trying to save me.
Well, okay,
life, really.
You killed everyone on the way up to Harry. I guess they kind of overlapped.
Yeah.
Because if he would not have taken Mika, you still were going to kill Harry.
Well, you pretty much did it because Mika told you to.
Were you going to kill him no matter what?
She brings you guns and she's like, here, fucking kill all these people for my mom.
Yeah, but the whole reason Dr. T resurrected him is because Harry got in charge.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what Dr. T's motivation. Nobody does.
I guess you're right. We don't. So let's just say we're all right there.
All right. Yeah. Sure. Works for me.
Perfect. Now, what else we got? So did the story work for me? I guess in only a bare bones way. There was nothing else that was really super exciting. The bosses were
cool
looking.
Much better than what I went through saying, but that's what I meant.
There you go.
Yeah. So final score, I think I'm going to be a little bit nicer, just because no, I don't have a reason to be nicer. I'm going to give it a 5.
Oh, no. Okay. So what is that? 15?
That is a 15. Exactly.
Oh, wow. So you gave it 6, huh?
Sorry. Yeah, I did. I knew the whole time. I didn't want to tell you.
I was just sitting there. I was like, I don't even remember him saying a fucking number.
15 is the same score we gave Jack and Daxter the Precursor Legacy.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
We gave Ratchet and Clank Size Matters a 17.
Yeah,
and then before
better.
This, we did something called The Curse, The Eye of Isis. We gave that a 15.
I remember that one.
Oh, that's just like this game, really.
It is.
Yeah, family.
Family coming in. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that the one where you're like in a flying boat to places?
No.
No, you're on a real boat.
You're on a real boat for a little bit, but you're in a museum at first. Yeah.
Nope, not ringing a bell.
Had the boss that we didn't know his motivation.
Yeah.
Just trying to get the eye. Whatever. Who cares?
Yeah. I mean, I don't. Anyway. So yeah, 15. That does it. We're wrapping this one up. Let's talk about a final topic. The cool down topic.
Yeah. What do you got for us today?
Cool down.
I've got a couple of random questions for you guys, and I'd like to get your opinions.
All right.
Wow.
The question is, what are your top 3 gas station snacks of all time? But I figure that's just a jumping off point for what are your go-to gas station snacks.
Oh, geez. You mean like to eat while you're driving?
That you buy at any gas station.
No, let's call it a late night. You need a snack.
Well, personally, I like pecan swirls.
All right. That's one. I'll go with.
What are pecan swirls? Which ones are those?
They're little like, I don't even know how to explain what they are.
You eat them by like pulling them apart.
I don't even know if you're supposed to eat them that way, but I like doing that.
They're just like little swirls that have, they're like the brown
cakey,
sugar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is that what they're called? Pecan swirls?
Yeah.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, those things are fucking unbelievable.
Those are really good.
All right, you give one.
I'm going with heat peanuts, those hot peanuts.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
They're always like 2 for $1.
You got one, Papa Scotch? Oh, I do like
If those. I'm doing a snack, I Takis, I think, is my go-to.
I fucking hate Takis, man.
Takis are amazing. And my second, if I'm on the road, I usually go with something safe that will keep me full and isn't a whole bunch of empty calories. So I go beef jerky.
That's good.
That's a classic.
I also like pizzeria combos.
Oh, combos.
Damn. Those are great. My wife hates combos. She had like...
What?
I know, right?
Did
That's what I said.
The crackers or the pretzels?
Oh, she obviously had the crackers then.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I celebrate all types of combos. The pizza ones are fucking great.
Oh my God, yeah.
And no, I think it was when she was a kid, she ate them and like had a cold or got sick and threw up. So she never wanted to eat them again.
So she's a coward.
Yeah, she also hates Hot Pockets, which is strange.
Yeah, I could see that.
Well, nobody hates Hot Pockets.
Nobody likes them either.
No one loves them. We eat them because we have them.
Oh, shit. I got to come up with another one. The fuck do I get at a gas station? I'll go with, I can't think of the name of it. It's a fast break. The Reese's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Reese's Candy Bar. If I'm going Candy Bar.
Oh, wow. Candy Bar. I'm going Whatchamacallit all day long.
Really?
I love Whatchamacallits.
I just love peanut butter, man.
Whatchamacallits are fucking great. I haven't had one of them in forever.
I know. I'm going to leave here and go get one.
You guys remember Chunkies?
Yeah.
Were they like in a square?
Yeah.
Like a silver thing with red text. Yeah, I remember those. I remember not loving them.
No, there was just a weird one.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a candy bar that can go fuck itself? Because I do, and it's Baby Ruth's. They suck.
Oh, Baby Ruth's do suck.
I like Baby Ruth. It's got peanuts, nougat, caramel.
I've never eaten one and been like, I want to have another one anytime soon.
You know what? You know what's especially mid? Snickers, but you know what's awesome? Ice cream Snickers.
You know what's... Oh, those are fucking good.
I know.
I love Snickers. I'm a Snickers fanboy, but I love them frozen. So that I guess kind of falls into your camp.
No, the ice cream ones are way better.
Yeah.
Oh, like the ones that are like an ice cream sandwich. Yeah. Like, oh my God, those are fucking awesome.
Dude, do you guys like 100 grands?
I love them. Big
fan. Right?
Not particularly.
I just love caramel, man.
And yeah, awesome. You like peanut butter. How do you not get Reese's cups?
Because I get the Nutrageous or not Nutrageous, the fast break.
Oh. It's just, I usually buy the king size, the extra peanut butter ones.
Oh, the king cups or whatever they are. Oh,
those are so good. Did you try them with the chips in them?
No, because that's just, I don't know
it's
if I could do
pretty
it.
Good.
It reminds me of nut gum, so I don't want to get that.
Man, those Reese's peanut butter cups still to this day, they just hit different.
Dude, yeah, or like the seasonal ones when they're fresh.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
The fucking egg ones, which is just pepperoni with a thin shell of, not pepperoni, peanut butter.
Oh, pepperoni. Now I'm fucking hungry for a Slim Jim.
Just buy a thing of normal beef jerky.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many good fucking roadside snacks, too. What about drinks? If you gotta grab a soda, which one is it?
Wild Cherry Pepsi.
I'm going with, this one's a new one, but the fucking Coca-Cola Spice.
Oh, Coca-Cola.
Did you try that? I haven't tried that.
I like it. Well, I like the Spice Zero.
I'm a Pepsi
no
guy.
Sugar or whatever. Sugar
what
free.
Is,
get
what
Coke
is,
out of here.
Spice.
If you got like, Coke products, get a Dr. Pepper.
I don't know how to describe what it tastes. Well, Dr. Pepper is my second go-to.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Dr. Pepper, too.
I don't know.
But if I have to grab one soda, Birch Beer is so good. And I don't have it down here, so I think that's inflating that stat.
Wow.
How about an A-Treat cream?
Sarsaparilla.
Oh, that's good, A-Treat creams. Oh. Yeah, the first A-Treat my wife ever tried was Big Blue. I was like, maybe I started you in the advanced section a little too early.
They make like Mike and Ike cherry flavor too. It's weird.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
They have a deal with A-Treat to make? That's weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Last question. Real quick. This is a lightning round. All right.
All
just
right.
One question. I will go first because they'll give you guys at least 5-10 seconds to think. But the question is, if you had to pick one person to be the ambassador for the human race to meet aliens, who would it be? And I'll add the modifier, could be living or dead.
Could it be fictional?
Sure, why not?
All right, is this to be like make peace with the aliens or is it just to be like...
Aliens have just showed up. They landed
like
on the South Lawn.
Like Mars Attacks.
Yes, kind of like in Mars Attacks. They've just showed up. We got to get someone out there to say hi. Who is it?
All right.
Sean William Scott.
I was thinking The Rock.
Oh. I was thinking George Clinton. Because if there's anyone on our planet who is actually an alien.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Or, well...
I was thinking The Rock because if things go south, you could just fucking rock bottom them.
Yeah, everyone would just immediately be disarmed by his charm.
People's elbow.
Yeah.
And then he has that people's elbow in his back pocket if he needs it.
And then you see the other aliens go, oh!
I don't know why, but Sean William Scott from
Evolution. Not a bad, even just Sean William Scott as a person, I don't think is a bad choice.
No, he seems very nice and very charismatic.
Yeah, right.
You see him walking up and be like, hey, how's it going? You're like, hi. You just match his energy.
Sean William Scott from Dude, Where's My Car?
Oh, dude, we'd just be... They'd wipe us out.
Him and Ashton Kutcher can go up there.
Because don't they meet aliens in that movie?
Yeah, they do. And they like solve the Rubik's Cube thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God. When was the last time you watched that movie?
15 years ago, probably.
For real.
Since it came out, probably in 98 or whatever it was.
Was it that long ago? Maybe it's time to revisit it and see how it holds up.
I know, right?
There's no way it holds up.
No, no.
Oh, I saw a tweet. Not that this has anything to do with anything we were talking about, but someone put a thread out that said that the song Baby Got Back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It's so big. That conversation technically passes the Bechdel test.
I know. I saw that too. It was pretty fucking hilarious.
Hilarious. Oh, it was great. That has nothing to do with anything. But yeah, George Clinton, he'd be my alien ambassador.
All right. Cool. Cool.
I don't think any of us got that answer wrong.
No.
Bob Barker would be a good one too.
Nah.
Nah.
No.
Nah. You were right the first time. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then if we're just going to go with our first guess and we're just going to ignore the fact that I said Bob Barker, if someone wanted to send an email about a manifesto they wrote about how they already have a story where aliens come and visit Bob Barker, where could they send that email to, Sir Chompslap?
Bob Barker sounds wrong now, but you keep saying it.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
Well, you can send that to plottytime@gmail.com, and I'll read and respond, even if you just want to talk shit about scientists.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can get to us faster on the socials. How again, Dr. Scientist?
At plottytime on Instagram or Threads, or stop by the Reddit and, I don't know, throw hate at somebody. I don't care. Throw shit at me. Whatever.
Wow, okay. You can also go to YouTube. Like and subscribe there. Really helps us out. Or you can go to our eBay store, plottytime.com, directs you to our eBay store where you can buy stuff, and eventually we'll get new shirts up there, I swear. Probably.
Sometime, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
That about does it for us. So, as always, shout out to Blaine JJ, Drago the Slago, but, you know, I'll throw Handman out there again, Gamers Little Playground, I Am Panix, and Luis Guzman.
Spiky.
Don't trust Dr. Scientist, and we'll talk to you next time. Peace.
Peace.